Back in the 17th century, Saltburn was probably best known for smugglers. And then, of course, in the 18th century, it was a very posh part of the world in which people actually came to take the waters and develop a whole variety of other wonderful things. In the 19th century, obviously, we continued with the Saltburn Victoriana theme, which was echoed in the 20th century. In the 21st century, though, if you say the word Saltburn, you're probably going to say it's Lorna Jackson and the Saltburn Food Festival. And yes, Lorna's with me now. How are you, Lorna?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you. Thanks, Alex, for a great introduction.
Well, thank you, Lorna, for actually putting on what is going to be the fifth food festival.
It is, yeah. It's our fifth and biggest, yeah. It's going to be a fantastic day full of food.
Well, this is one of the key things that, I mean, we've been covering this now for both Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting for the last 3 or 4 years. And step by step, it's just been improving ever since Jenny Finch, of course, our mutual colleague and ace writing friend, suggested you should come along to the Saltburn Food Festival. It's really becoming an absolutely essential part of high summer in Saltburn.
It is, yeah. And I think all credit to the festival and Saltburn. We were mentioned in the Times on Sunday as one of the reasons why Saltburn's such a good place to live. It's both the farmers market that runs monthly and the food festival. It's just got bigger and bigger. And like I say, this year for the first time we're actually spreading off Milton Street through the town and onto the next streets.
Which is even more wonderful, because we're speaking today with a few days to go before the whole festival works through, from, of course, the base of Real Meals Delicatessen, which is in Amber Street in Saltburn.
No, so we're on Milton Street.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's what you said. So it's, yeah, which is obviously the height of the festival street, and that's where we're based.
Yeah. And again, as you also rightly said, the Sunday Times have recently sort of put Saltburn in one of the top 10 places to actually live in any way, shape or form. But for this food festival, it's a wonderful way of celebrating the best of good nutrition, best of good health, and also it's a very fun event itself.
It is, yeah. I mean, the whole idea really was born out of street markets and night markets, which are really town meals. And that's how we based this festival, to be a good street party. So we, designed it around tables and chairs on the street, lots of bales of straw to sit on, a few demonstrations, a bit of music. And then the first year, which was 5 years ago now, we just invited a lot of the really good food producers we know. And that's how it started. Yeah.
And so year in, year out, we've seen a continual improvement. I mean, it's always the quality's actually been there, but the range and the international flavour that we've got. I mean, just starting off last year, I think we actually went from authentic American cuisine right the way through to, I think, kangaroo burgers have even been around in various ways.
It's incredible, isn't it? Absolutely. And I was just having a look at the range of international food that we're coming in this year. And it's all made by people in the northeast, and quite often people that have moved to the northeast from around the world and bring with them their own cultures and their own cuisines. And then to find it here in Saltburn on Milton Street or Dundas Street, it's fantastic.
Centre of civilisation. So, Lorna, you've got to spread it out on the table between us now, a whole wealth of details that are going to flag up some of the key highlights of this year's festival. Do you want to talk us through some of the exhibitors and some of the sort of fine folk that people can see, if they've got any sense and they can actually turn up on the 30th of July, that's Sunday, pretty much from about 9 a.m. onwards?
Yeah, it is. So officially we were 10 till 6 on the 30th of July. But I have to say, I think it was the first year we did it. We'd hired all the deck chairs off the beach and we're on Milton Street putting them out and decorating with little flowers. And it's about 9:30 when we looked up and it was like there was a football crowd just arriving down Milton Street and thought, oh my word, what have we done? And so, yeah, when you say 9 o'clock, people do come. It's a public space, it's the town centre, so you can come whenever, but officially it's 10 till 6.
Well, I always try to get here actually for around about 8 o'clock, just to actually do some pre-exhibitor sort of items with the whole thing. So anyway, let's go through some of the sort of areas that you've got there and some of the things that people can actually expect to see as far as the event's concerned.
So one of the really exciting things that's happened probably over the last few years, I think in the country as well, not just in Saltburn, is the emergence of street food and really good street food. So we're not talking about burgers and sausages or deep fried chicken or, well, not there's anything wrong with deep fried chicken, but, you know, we're talking about
really...
It's
not good for the heart, Lorna. It's not good for the heart.
No, but I must remember we've got a really good South American street food stall coming in. They buy organic chickens, marinate them in buttermilk, crispy coat them and fry them, but it's the authentic thing and it's really nice.
Exactly.
So I was just having a look at that range of food, and we've separated it into 5 World Food Cafe areas this year, and we've got a Russian bakery, for example, who are focusing on apricots, pomegranates, walnuts. They're bringing
Hadashow for our Russian friends there.
Yeah, absolutely. The borscht is bringing and stroganoffs, and their big celebration gattos, which I can't wait to see. We've got a crispy cone witch. So he's making Mexican tortillas on the street. He'll fill them with vegetables or noodles and then top it with either vegetables, fish or meat. We've got Armenian street food. So this is a family in Durham that have come from Armenia to Durham and brought with them a great food tradition. They're making flatbreads and kachapua, if I've said that right. and they focus on using lots of seeds in their food, lots of salads and lots of avocados. So I'm really, that's very exciting. And they're all going on some freshly made flatbreads as they cook them. We've got Mivesi Cafe. So we used to talk about Indians and everybody had a curry. But these days we've got a bit more into it, I think, and a bit more knowledgeable. So we know that different areas of India create very different types of curries. This family, they were from Bangladeshi. So they're bringing some nice hot curries with us. Lots of meat, lots of shish kebabs. What else have I got? Oh, I've got little Babo. So he's the son of Oodles of Noodles in Middlesbrough. Bringing with him, and they're going to steam, I think they're called bao buns, on the street, and then they fill them with all sorts of different savoury or sweet fillings. So they're good for vegetarians, for meat eaters, or Nutella, would you believe? and then here in Saltburn, we've got a new street food company, Oak House Grills. They're smoking lamb, and they start the day before. They do a 7-hour smoked lamb, and then they're making some nice curly kale slaw and sweet potato salads to go with it. I have to keep going. I've got so much.
In terms of numbers, let's do a bit of number crunching here, because clearly I can hear our listeners are saying, but we'll be full after the first two stands, really, from that point of view. So, I mean, let's talk about sort of how many exhibitors we actually got this year.
Yeah, so we've got over 100. I think when I finally sit down and count it, it'll probably be about 110 food exhibitors, of which probably 15 to 20 are actually doing street food. The other, how many does that leave? The other
80.
The other 80 are just producers. So they're farmers, they're growers, they're people that Teesside from Redcar, he collects apples from the orchards of Teesside, would you believe? And presses them and makes lovely cider. We've got a beer and wine festival going on. Got hand-pulled cider. Then we've got, you know, lots of people that are small producers picking fruit and with allotments and pickling their vegetables, making pickles and chutneys, making preserves. We've got four cheesemakers from the northeast all coming. And the reason we can bring so many in is because each of them are quite small producers. So what they produce. They use their own milk or buy the milk from the farms next door. And there's quite a limit to their production. So we just bring in loads of small people that you may not see anywhere else. And their products are gorgeous. Absolutely.
In many ways, you've got a mixture of sort of bespoke culinary delights there. And as you said, obviously street food, fusion food, the whole kind of culinary experience from that perspective. The question is going to be asked, have you ever thought about doing 2 days as opposed to the 1 day?
Well, believe it or not, about 7 years ago, we did a 2 day festival. Most of the people sold out on the first day, and because they're small producers, to go home and recreate it and come back again the next day. I think we only had about half of the traders turning up. I wouldn't say no that we wouldn't do it again, but it's quite nice to have it all on one day. Saltburn's not a big town. It means we can fill the town. And just really enjoy the day, really.
And talking about enjoying the day, because I mean, I've seen you over the last few years, and people could listen again to the podcast, which frequently download them, and you're pretty much like a whirling dervish on the day itself, sort of having to juggle plates and all sorts of things. Like, it's rare that we get an opportunity to sit down and have a chat with you at this stage. Do you get a chance to enjoy it yourself, or is it a case of you breathe a sigh of relief once the final sort of food aspects have been packed away about 7 or 8 p.m. in the evening and start planning for Food Festival 2018?
No, I love it. I absolutely love it. Yeah, I don't know how much I get to eat on the day, but this the festival runs off the back of the monthly farmers markets. So there's probably 40 traders that come every month that I know really well. So I get well fed month in, month out. These ones, this list that I was just reading off are the highlights of the people that I don't know that I really want to go and find. No, I love it. Absolutely.
I think the combination of oodles and noodles and the Russian scenario itself. Who needs to worry about Brexit when you've got such an international sort of theme happening? happening in Saltburn. Yeah. Do you have any particular favourites yourself? I mean, is there one which you sort of think, actually, I've always had a hankering for outer Mongolian curry or whatever?
So we have, Nobby's catering. It's an African cuisine, goat curry. And she comes month in, month out to Saltburn, actually. And there's just something about African goat curry. So it's a very Caribbean flavour she does, and I love it, yeah.
And inevitably, there'll be presumably something for all food tastes, ranging from people who require gluten-free products right the way through to folk who are solid vegetarians.
Yeah, it's great. And I think we're also well aware these days of either food allergies or food preferences. And all the street food caterers are great. We've got specialist companies like the Gluten Free Bakery that do the whole range of scones and pies. Then we have other producers that have a small range. We've got the Autumn Brewing Company this year. It's a beer company in Durham who only brew gluten-free beers. And then we've got vegan specialists that come in. But people that specialise in vegetarian foods, and then people that do meat, but also do a choice of vegetarian. So we've got, a great variety for everybody.
Now, in terms of the whole event itself, clearly when folk go to the NEC in Birmingham and the food show there or other routines, there's usually ticketing costs, etc. This, I believe, is completely free to the general public.
It is, yeah. It's a public space, and I always set out to put good food events on, but in town centres, because I love town centres as well. I love the fact that out of the food festival, you can come to Saltburn, and we've probably got 20 independent shops. I mean, as you well know, we've got a great bookshop in Saltburn. How many towns have a bookshop that's, just opened?
A plug for Jenna Warren there, just across the way from where we are at Preston City.
Yeah, it's great. She's moved on to Milton Street. I love it. And so I always wanted to work in a town centre. There's been thoughts of taking the festival to farms, or Teesside Park were interested at one point in running markets, and I don't think these things are really for out-of-town areas. They're very much to chill out, and it's free. Yeah.
So do you think we might be seeing, the new mayor of Tees Valley coming in to visit the food festival? Are there any sort of celebrity guests that are lined up that might be sort of coming along as well?
So I don't know about the Tees Valley of the new combined authority, the Tees Valley Mayor.
Very confusing, I know.
We've got the mayor of Redcar and Cleveland.
That's good.
Yeah, so she's coming, the mayoress, and we've got the town crier for the day, which we've never had before, and I can't wait. She's another female. She's got a great voice, obviously. So
Last time I actually had the town crier in Saltburn was when I was doing the 8-hour non-stop Saltburn funicular radio broadcasting challenge back at the start of the century, but it's all go. And I can certainly see sort of food critics would find this just nirvana in many ways just to actually attend.
Sorry, I missed that.
Food critics would be delighted to come along, so hopefully we might see one or two of those as well reporting from the event.
Yeah, it would be great, because like I think you said earlier, the food's authentic. The people cooking the food are cooking food that they know and they love, and they're cooking it really well, and that's why I think it's grown in popularity over the years, because people come and they really like what they get, so they tell everybody else and they come, and it's just created a fantastic party. And I was just having a look at my celebrities, who else is coming. So of course we have the kitchen demonstration area, so we've got 5 chefs coming there from 10:30 till 5:30. Probably a couple of people that you may have heard of her, Stephanie Moon. She's appeared on BBC Two.
I know Steph Moon. Yeah. She does some wonderful stuff.
She's a fantastic cook, fantastic chef, and great demonstration.
I think I've seen her perform, actually, if perform is the word, demonstrate perhaps, or cook, at probably one of the North England Horticultural Society shows, either one of the autumn events in Harrogate a few years ago.
Yeah, she's a real coup for Saltburn Food Festival, because she does the big shows, and she does perform, she doesn't just cook. And at the end of the day, Saltburn's, it's a small Victorian seaside town, so to have somebody like Steph Moon on the streets cooking for us is great.
I think we should go for Rosemary Schrager next year. I was chatting to Rosemary at the Great Yorkshire Show this year, and she's always up for invites when she's not actually doing various other bits and pieces.
Well, that's a top tip. I might have to just chase that one up.
There we are.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Debbie Raw. Now, people might not recognise that name, but she's the woman that was in the TV series that took the family back in time. So she was the kitchen maid and the cook. As the families moved through the decade, she designed the recipes, fed the families, and talked about the type of food that they would be eating through time. And that's just quite a nice angle for me that I think we might explore in future festivals, which is food history, and looking at what we were eating and what we are eating. So I'm quite excited to see her.
As we said at the start of the introductory to this piece, we were keen to actually acknowledge the sense of history that Saltburn has actually got. Because, I mean, we're sitting here, as you say, in a town which, you know, has been pretty much a part of Northeast culture for a high side of 300 to 400 years, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you say, I mean, I love the fact that we come from a smuggling town and the ship's still on the beach and you can still sit there and you can imagine before Saltburn was built, that's where it all happened, really. And you can see the type of coastline we've got lends itself to any kind of dodgy, shady dealings down there. And then, of course, 150 years ago, it was designed and it was built as a design, a spa town for the rich Victorians to come to. So the history of it's all really nice, and to bring that into the food festival is very exciting.
As we've also said, of course, it's often regarded as the new key of the Northeast because it is a surfer's paradise. So great stuff from that point of view. Another thing that's worth mentioning, the car parking is free of charge as well, although we would advise people to get here early if they are coming by car. Probably best to park and ride if possible.
Definitely. It is one day when I just wouldn't be thinking about driving into Saltburn and parking here. We've got some great options. There's Fountain Street in Gisborough, which is a nearby town. Huge car park.
Original capital of Cleveland, of course.
Absolutely, yeah, it is. And a lovely priory, if you're there in time. It's a beautiful priory to look at on your way in or way out. So that's Fountain Street car park. The buses are in there from 9:30 till 5:30.
And the train service is fairly efficient, actually. It sort of connects from that sort of point of view.
Well, let's talk trains. Let's talk trains, because the train line is not in operation on Sunday the 30th.
Glad you mentioned that, Laura. Glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, so there are absolutely no lines. So the lines have been taken up while the potash trains aren't running. The potash mine is on shutdown. While they're doing that, the train network rail are doing a lot of work on the lines. So what they're doing for the festival, though, is they're running direct shuttle buses from Middlesbrough train station and Redcar train station. So instead of doing the usual hop down the line, they're going to run them as soon as they're full. So I'd say, you know, still think train, drive to Middlesbrough train station or Redcar train station, leave your car there and get the shuttle bus in.
Worth sorting out, or failing that parachute in, that's always good.
So
we should go for that.
Exactly.
Yeah, or boat, indeed.
Yeah, it'd be great. We live on the coast.
Social media is one of the 21st century aspects that people obviously appreciate with respect to Twitter, with respect to Instagram, with respect to Facebook and so on. Is there a website for the Saltburn Food Festival where people can find out more details about what you've been kind enough to share with us so far today?
Yeah, there is. It's all on there. It's www.saltburnfoodfestival.com.
And
.co.uk, .co.uk. I thought I'd better check that. Saltburnfoodfestival.co.uk.
And yeah. Hashtag Saltburn Food Festival, if people are actually wanting to sort of do various images of the materials on Twitter and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very big on Facebook, and that's run through the Saltburn Farmers Market Facebook. Also on Twitter through Saltburn Farmers Market. Hashtag us into anything, because it's great to share all those pictures that people put up. One of my favourites, when you talk about surfing, is one that somebody posted last year, and it's of a couple in wetsuits with the surfboard, clearly on the way down to the beach, walking through the middle of the food festival just to grab something on the way down. And I thought, it just says everything about Saltburn, really.
Lorna, as ever, it's been a delight. A reminder, of course, people can pretty much 364 days of the year actually check out the delights of the Good Meals Delicatessen. Or is it Great Meals Delicatessen?
Real Meals Delicatessen.
But good luck with this year. I'm looking forward to it. I'll hopefully be around. I think Jenny will doubtless be joining us on reported duties, all being well. We'll try and get a couple of other sort of folk along. And we look forward to another sensational event.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, do come along.